Well, it is just about Christmas season in South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis, and here to tell us about the Christmas tree industry in the state, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and 'tis the season, Commissioner.
It's going to be the season whether we're ready or not.
That's right.
Here we go. But, you know, before the season starts, you got to think about getting that Christmas tree, and with Thanksgiving on us, I think the weekend of Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving is when our Christmas tree farms have their traditional opening date. I know trees will be coming to the farmers market. I don't know how that's going to look this year with some of the damage in North Carolina, but South Carolina's growers probably fared a little better.
Yeah, it looks that way, and it should be a good season for the South Carolina growers. You're right, that day after Thanksgiving, that's kind of a big day for a lot of people to put the tree up as they really get into the swing of the holiday season. And now I understand that South Carolina has a big variety of different kinds of Christmas trees. Tell us about that.
We do. I guess we'll talk about what we don't do first and get that out of the way, but that's the Fraser firs. Got to get up a little higher elevation than we have in the state, maybe at the highest point, but I don't know that there are any tree farms located there. But you're right, we do have a good variety, and a lot of folks, if they think about pollen and the impact in a closed environment, your Leland cypress is a good one to consider first, but there's a lot of other options that you have with all various pines and cypress and cedars and Virginia pine, white pine, frankly, a Murray cypress. I don't know what it is, but I have seen the blue ice cypress and the Carolina sapphire. I'm not sure I know that one, but I do know the eastern red cedar. So we've got plenty of options. And it kind of depends. I think everybody's probably established a favorite over the years, but if they haven't, ought to Google these varieties and see which one fits your eye the best, and then go out and find one.
What are some of the advantages of a live tree versus a fake tree?
Well, they're kind of obvious, I guess. Number one, if you like to fish, when Christmas is over, you can go take your tree and put it in the pond and have a good bed, but that's what I do. But they're biodegradable. You can go to grinding of the greens. Did that one year. So it's just, you know, it gives that smell in the house, you know, that type of thing. It just, I don't know, it has a more of a Christmas feel to it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I usually put one on the patio, and I don't go to a Christmas tree farm. I go to Weathers Farms and just go out and find a nicely shaped little pine and put it there on the patio. And it really, as I said, just to have a live tree just gives you a different feeling.
Yeah, it really, really does. And makes the house smell so good, too. Now, if folks would like to find a Christmas tree farm and do that traditional go and pick and cut, where could they find a list of those farms in South Carolina?
Well, the Christmas Tree Association has a website, and it's just what we've been talking about, scchristmastrees.org. And I'll bet you everyone should know our website by heart, agriculture.sc.gov. I bet you can get a link to it by way of our website.
You sure can, or via our website as well at sfntoday.com. Well, 'tis the season. Go out and get your real tree from South Carolina, and our own Santa, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, told you to do so. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.